This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Anthony Van Brown. He was one of the top 25 in samesame.com.au's most influential gay, lesbian and transgender people. We spoke to him about his organisation Freedom to Be, and he joins us again on the phone today. Anthony, thank you so much for your time.
Happy Midsummer Humpback Crew.
Humpback Crew.
Yeah, we've had that. Hump Day Crew, Humpback Crew, yep.
You know what, Anthony?
Save the whales.
We've been called worse, but thank you very much for that new name for us. Version 2.0.
But happy midsummer anyway.
Yeah, happy midsummer, sorry.
Now, Anthony, you've got something coming up for Mardi Gras to do with ex-gay survivors. First of all, could you tell us, what are ex-gay survivors?
Ex-gay survivors are people who have gone through some form of ex-gay therapy or ex-gay counselling because of the belief that they had that homosexuality was like an illness or a dysfunction. And they've tried to become heterosexual, and of course that doesn't work. but that can be very traumatic for people, and to actually go on a journey of reconciling all that, and some, of course, have come from a Christian background, and ex-gay survivors are the people who've made it all the way through and are happy being gay or lesbian.
And I know there's some extreme measures that people have gone through, exorcisms, ex-gay programs, or getting married.
Well, that is rather extreme when you think of when you think that you're going to go against everything that you are to give the impression that you are actually a heterosexual person. I did that myself for 16 years, believing that, you know, this was actually going to be the final answer to solving my problem. And that's often presented with an ex-gay program, you know, that once you're married, well, then, you know, obviously you're heterosexual.
And all your problems are over, but yes. How wrong you are.
Yes.
I was just thinking about exorcisms. A couple I've seen in movies normally get tied to beds and they throw things at you and...
Oh, sounds like foreplay, Adam.
Sounds like a few pornos I've seen as well. Now, I believe you're getting involved with the Mardi Gras March as well this year.
This year, the theme, we've marched for the last 3 years now, and this will be our fourth year, but the theme this year is that Freedom to Be celebrates ex-gay survivors. So we're really looking out for anybody that's been through some form of ex-gay therapy or counselling. It may have just been in their local church, or it may have been through some formal programs that are out there, and we'd love them to join us for Mardi Gras this year and just to celebrate the survival of the, and the reconciliation of their faith and their sexuality.
Anthony, how can people register to register their interest in this program?
Well, we do have a particular email address, which is mardigras@freedomtobe.org, and that's freedom with a number 2, then the letter B.org. Or they could go to our website, which is www.freedomtobe.org, and there'll be details there on our website as well.
Anthony, it's a very interesting sector of the community, but one that doesn't really have any support groups, and it's great to have Freedom to Be there for people in this kind of situation, because I'm sure they could feel quite alone, because I guess that's one of the things that subjects them or makes them go to these programs, because they feel a bit odd at the start, isn't it?
So, yeah, look, the thing that's happened, of course, is that all the ex-gay ministries that are here in Australia and overseas don't have anything to do with people once they leave the program. And that's where I step in, and I've been able to work with people in this area. And, you know, generally speaking, these people are in a very, very bad state when they leave the program, because they have a sense of failure, they have a sense of shame, and internalized homophobia, which can lead them into all sorts of self-destructive behaviours, obsessive behaviours. And the saddest thing, of course, is we do know that people have taken their lives either going through that program or after coming out when it hasn't worked. So it's a very serious issue. So we want to really highlight this and celebrate those that have made it through.
Anthony, thank you so much for your time today.
And thank you once again. Happy Midsummer.
Thank you. Anthony Van Brown, that website again, freedomtobe.org. It is freedom to with the number 2 and the letter B, .org. Check that out. And you can also email them at mardigras@freedomtobe.org as well.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, But I Still Like Guys.
I Still Like Girls.
Boys better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.